From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The deadline is passed. The Israeli government now deems it illegal for civilians to be in the Gaza Strip. Tomorrow, Israeli soldiers will start knocking on settlers' doors with evacuation orders. Wednesday, they'll use force to evict any settlers who remain. Israel seized Gaza in the 1967 war. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon pushed through the pullout over heated domestic opposition. Working with the Israeli army, the Palestinian Authority is deploying some 7,500 security officers around the Gaza settlements, there to prevent militant attacks on the departing Israelis and any looting of the empty settlements. Today, several thousand settlers held a prayer vigil at the Jewish cemetery in Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein was there.
On the Jewish calendar, today was the day of fasting and mourning for the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. In the Jewish settlements in Gaza, it also became a day of mourning for homes and lives here. It is a tradition to visit cemeteries on this holy day, and more than 2,000 settlers jammed the small cemetery in Neve Dekalim, the largest Jewish settlement. His voice-breaking Rabbi Yosef Elnakaveh, the rabbi of Neve Dekalim, beseeched the souls of the dead to pray for the cancellation of the Gaza withdrawal.
Go to our holy patriarchs and matriarchs and tell them, we want to stay here. Tell them you don't want anyone touching your grave. May this prayer, the prayer of bereaved parents, of widows, of orphans, to be heard.
The crowd then sang biblical songs for more than an hour. Every time the rabbi tried to end the ceremony, they kept singing. Many of them cried and hugged each other. Although publicly, many of these settlers say they believe a miracle will happen and the Gaza withdrawal will be canceled, the ceremony felt like a farewell. At the back of the cemetery, Dan Davidovich has draped an Israeli flag over his daughter Ahuva's grave. She was killed in a drive-by shooting by Palestinians almost 3 years ago at age 30, leaving behind two young children. Like all of the other graves here, it will have to be moved, a notion that horrifies Davidovich.
The strongest connection to the land of Israel is being buried here. Instead of walking on top of the ground, the dead person is surrounded by all the land, and everything we took from the land goes back to it. A nation that digs up graves is not a nation.
A few miles away, in his house in the settlement of Gadid, Yechiam Sharabi is packing up to move. Sharabi, a farmer, was one of the founders of the settlement 23 years ago, and he and his wife raised their five children here. After much vacillation, they've decided to accept the government compensation and move to a new town the government is building inside Israel. But he says he won't leave until the very last minute. I feel like they didn't treat us well, he said. Nobody from the government came here and explained what was happening. We feel like they're just humiliating us. Unlike Sharabi, some settlers say they will not go quietly. On the walls of the settlement of Neve Dekalim are posters explaining how to make things tough for the soldiers. There are instructions on how to disable the engines of the buses that will come to take the settlers out. And if that doesn't work, the posters say, rocking the bus back and forth might tip it over. Protesters plan to flood the Israeli side of the border and stop the soldiers from entering Gaza. Along with the almost 9,000 Jewish residents in Gaza, an estimated 5,000 other Israelis have infiltrated into Gaza in the past few weeks. Military officials say that while the army realizes it will be painful for settlers to leave their homes, it will use force if necessary to remove them. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gadid Settlement in Gaza.